Our current difficulties are small, and they will not last long. However, they produce us a glory that will last forever, and that's more weight than the difficulties. We do not look at the difficulties that we now see. Instead, we fix our sight in things that cannot be seen. For the things that we can now see will soon be gone, but the things that we cannot see will remain forever. Have you ever been in a new job and you go through a time that has been called a trial period? Well, let's say that in most cases, it happens like this. When you arrive at a new company and you go to occupy a new position, they give you a trial period. In general, it's about 3 months where the capacities with which you will develop the role is measured, or the position that was given to you at work. They examine you to see if you really meet the requirements which were outlined when they needed someone for that position. This trial period is very important because the effectiveness of your work will be verified. As its name says, it's a trial period. It will not last forever. So depending on how your work is and the way you are doing that trial period, the company will call you and give you two options, or one, they will tell you you do not meet the specific requirements to develop that work, or give you the good news that the position is already yours, and you will sign an indefinite contract with the company. When that good news arrives, you are very happy because you say, now I'm going to work directly with the company. While you are in the trial period, you try to give the most of what you have, so that in the end, they will call you and tell you that you've been hired. You know that in life, the same things happen to us. There are small periods of testing. God designed us with a purpose and gave us something wonderful called faith. The Apostle Paul many times compares faith with gold. In a certain sense, to know the value of gold, it passes through the fire. It is tested in order to guarantee that it is pure gold. Well, the Bible says that our faith is more precious than gold. Now, it is more precious than gold because it is not only about something physical, but something spiritual that will strengthen you, that will sustain you. Even in the times of great anguish, it must be proven. Unfortunately, we do not like the word. I wish we could acquire things from one moment to another without the need for the trial period. And that will guarantee you are already going to enjoy what comes after that trial period, or that you're going to develop life in the right way. If there are not the moments in which God is going to test you, yes, as you heard, God puts us to the test. There are two kinds of tests. One which are consequences of, let's say, about the bad decisions we make. We look for them ourselves. When we make bad decisions and we have to face them, the others are those that God had programmed, which do not have an end because they will fulfill a purpose. And they will go hand in hand with the purpose that God designed for you. That is, when God created you in your mother's womb, God designed and destined a future for your life. He declared something special for you, not only so that you would exist in this world, but so that you, in this place where you were born, you will fulfill a purpose, a specific purpose. To take us in that direction, you have to go through times of trial. Our life is like a house. It has many rooms. We are full of emotion, feelings. We have a mind. We will have will. We have intuition. And we are composed of spirit, soul, and body so that everything works in the correct way. And it is guaranteed that we will reach that purpose. God stipulates different types of trials. God stipulates different situations that will test your faith, which is more precious than gold. And by testing your faith, after going through that test, you will be able to enjoy the gold that comes after that test. The good news that comes after you pass the process. Now, a great advantage of this is that you do not go through it alone. You do not open a burning fiery furnace that God says, well, now look to see how you're going to manage and get in there to see how you're going to take it. In our own strength we burn, we cannot. But when he opens that burning fiery furnace, I hope I'm making it to be understood, he gets in there with you to protect you, to teach you. Look, it's so wonderful. Each test is made by God with a purpose. So in each test, God teaches you to get out of a difficult moment without having learned what God wanted us to learn will lead us to repeat history. That is to repeat the matter again. Every time you go through a test, do not focus on the test. There is the problem. That's why the Apostle Paul gave us this advice in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4, telling us that this slight momentary tribulation in the 1960 version describes it, talks about the tribulation or the trial period, like a mild and monetary period, means that it is bearable and has a period of time. Jesus himself told us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, when that burden becomes heavy and less light, what we are living in the Lord becomes not momentary, but becomes something eternal that it seems that we are not going to achieve and that we are not going to get out of it. This reminds me, when the people of Israel were taken out of Egypt and taken to the desert, there were 11 days from the promised land, 11 days to go, but those 11 days turned into 40 years. And I don't know if your period of the test is going from being short or something long. And we have to start asking why this has happened. First, because we have not understood what God is working in us. Second, we have resisted change. We have resisted God to operate in us. We considered that we do not deserve that time trial. We remain there focused, engrossed in our mind with our own arguments and self-righteousness that does not help at all, thinking that we do not deserve that time trial, and that more we resist what God is doing, the days go by. To such an extent that we become so hasty and so hard-hearted that we die in the desert and we cannot see what God promised us. 11 days will become 40 years. I do not know if this is the case, but if you are living it today, you are saying, but this is a very long process. You have to stop praying and asking the Lord, show me why this has been done. It is so long. If it is something slight, now an important point that you have been pending today in the middle of the process that God allows you to enter, in the middle of the test in which God is shaping your life, in addition to learning, allowing yourself to be molded, taking the position of humility. And let yourself be taught by the Lord. Another advice the Apostle Paul gives is, third, he understands that it will not last long, that it will not last forever, and that what comes next outweighs what you are living today. Yes, he says, however, they produce us a glory that will last forever. I will put it in this way. Have you ever been waiting for something with such anguish and despair that it seemed that the minutes turn into hours and the hours become eternal? You focus on what is waiting and time seems to run slower. Has it happened to you? I believe it has happened to all of us. Now, when you focus on taking care of what you have to do is what is necessary, you realize that time passed quickly and the answers came quickly. Why would it be? Because you learn to focus on what is important and you left what you were waiting for at mercy of the right moment to come. Understand, this important tip will sustain you in the time of crisis because, among other things, crisis is synonymous with opportunity from God's perspective. But we have to learn. So another thing is what the Apostle Paul says here is that it will not last forever, but the glory that comes or that the process is produced in your life, it will last forever because it's working character, which will sustain you in what comes next. Besides that, God's glory is eternal and his purpose is eternal. What comes next is great and wonderful. It is not momentary. If you put your gaze on the problem, you will look for 100 ways or 1,000 ways to get out of it. And in the end, you will get more tangled Then at the beginning, if you put your gaze on the root of life, which is God, which is eternal, you will stop focusing on the problem. You will begin to focus on the solution that comes from God. It will be much faster, and you will understand what God is working in your life, because it is not so much why. Stop wondering why. Focus on for what. And let the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit guide you. Let yourself be guided. Don't be like a mule that has no understanding, and that they have to be restrained and pulled over and over again in a painful way so that they can stay on the road. Let God guide you, my beloved friend. So fix your gaze on eternal things. Focus on God. Focus on growing in Jesus. Focus on prayer, on reading the word, on looking for what is good. Will is for the moment you are living today. Do not focus on looking for why. Do not focus on suffering. Don't focus on the case. Focus on the purpose that, my dear friend, like Paul, he will sustain you. You will understand the glory that is coming to you later. Of course, there is a reward. Now, you can choose to complain, of course, yes, because suddenly you can say, oh, but these words are very simple. And how easy is to say it? Because it is something written there that you will know the person who wrote it. What I am living today, what is happening to me, will let me read it to you. The man who wrote this word, inspired by the Lord, what he had to live for, and precisely for what he had to live, learn the weight of glory that comes after is greater. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he puts it in this way. From verse 23, he says, I have worked harder. I have been imprisoned more often. I was flogged countless times, and I faced death repeatedly. On 5 different occasions, the Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes, 5 days, 5 times in a row. 3 times they beat me with the rod. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwrecks. Once I spent a whole night, and the next day adrift in the sea. I have been on many long journeys. I faced danger from rivers and thieves. Faced danger from my own people, the Jews, and also from the Gentiles. Faced dangers in cities and deserts and in the seas. And faced dangers from men who claim to be believers, but they are not. I have worked hard in long hours and endured many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, and often I have been left with nothing to eat. I have shivered with cold without having enough clothes to keep me warm. Tremendous, right? I think he had all the experience to tell us, focus on the eternal. What you are going through now is slight and it is momentary. But I assure you that God is producing something wonderful in your life. Father, I thank you for this wonderful word. I only pray that today we can be sustained by thanks from your faith. We cannot do nothing apart from you, that all this is momentary, but we only understand it when we put our gaze on your eternity. When we are focused on the eternal, we see that our living here is short and fleeting. The glory that comes is better. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He invites you to follow him on Instagram. There you can find him as Pastor Elias HC. And to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. A hug. Blessings.